Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is June 26, 2016. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planets' patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Last Thursday, the people of the United Kingdom went to the polls to make their will known, to leave or to stay in the European Union. For a whole number of reasons, this was considered a crucial event, not just for Britain, but also due to the threat posed to the continued existence of the sometimes fractious union of diverse countries, many of whose members are unhappy with the deal. This pivotal moment was mirrored in the zodiac by a whole bunch of simultaneous, intense astrological combinations. The exact conjunction of Jupiter and Rahu put together the planet of truth and beliefs, with the eclipse point signifying confusion and obsession. Thus we have an obsession with beliefs, which is also confusing the truth. But that's not all. Jupiter is also the energy of opportunity and optimism, and Rahu is an agent of transformation, and both were in exact trine aspect to Pluto. The trine aspect of Jupiter projects an energy that benefits what it contacts. In modern astrology, Pluto is an indicator of mass movements with a Shiva-like quality, causing complete destruction for the purpose of rebirth. Thus, Rahu's transformational energy added to Jupiter's trine aspect gave opportunity and encouragement to Pluto's destructive purpose. Along with that, we have the exact inconjunct aspect between retrograde Mars and Uranus. Retrograde Mars is the energy of action being held back, in other words, frustration. Uranus is the planet of rebellion. The inconjunct aspect sets up a pattern of dissonance and instability. And then there was the exact square of retrograde Saturn and retrograde Neptune. Saturn, the planet of the established order, trying to hold on in the face of Neptune, planet of idealism, which, by the way, is in Aquarius, the sign of social revolution. And yet, with all this disruptive energy, the placement of two astrological factors that really do apply to voting, namely the Moon, representing the public's thinking, and Mercury, planet of making choices, were both in Earth signs, known for preferring practical material benefits over revolution. After months of contentious debate with the outcome in doubt, a bare majority of British voters chose to part ways with the European Union. Apparently, the placement of the Moon in Capricorn and Mercury in Taurus, both indicators of concern for material welfare, were not enough to keep the energy of frustration, destruction, and rebellion at bay. The fallout began immediately. Prime Minister David Cameron, who had hung his political future on Britain staying in the EU, announced his resignation, setting the stage for a main proponent of Brexit, London's ex-mayor Boris Johnson, to take over. Financial markets, always averse to big changes, immediately tanked. The British pound had its biggest one-day drop in recent history. Note that Jupiter is the planet of prosperity, and Rahu is an indicator of emergencies. Scottish leaders announced they would pursue another referendum for their own bid to secede from the United Kingdom. Now, just days after Brexit, There is again much controversy over whether or not Britain will follow through and actually exit the EU. There's even talk of holding another referendum. Or the Parliament could choose to not ratify the vote, since the vote itself is non-binding. Mars, the planet of action, is now stationary, not moving. Uranus, the planet of rebellion, is in transition. So, for now, Britain just dawdles. Like I've been saying for the past several weeks, this is not a good time for making important decisions. Saturn in Scorpio is interpreted as a forceful, restrictive, and hard-hearted combination. The retrograde condition intensifies Saturn's energy for creating harsh enforcement. Meanwhile, Neptune, the planet of dreams and idealism, has been, in Aquarius, the sign of the humanitarian, and in exact square aspect to Saturn, a challenging arrangement for both planets' energies. Last week, the Supreme Court handed the Obama administration a severe defeat by deadlocking, and therefore upholding, a lower federal court's ruling to block Obama's decision to give limited legal status to the undocumented immigrant parents of children born in the U.S. This ruling, or actually failure to rule, leaves something like 5 million immigrants in limbo until immigration reform is passed, hopefully by the next president. But since the vote was 4-4, it is not binding, meaning that the Supremes can take up the issue again once they have 9 justices. Actions done when Mars, the planet of action, is retrograde, often end up getting redone. But in another important case involving college admissions, it seems that Neptune won over Saturn. In a long-drawn-out Texas University case, the Supremes upheld affirmative action, whereby a person's race could be used as a factor in deciding on a college applicant's qualifications for admission. Unfortunately, the decision was phrased in such a narrow way that it all but makes certain that there will be more affirmative action cases brought in the future. Again, actions done when Mars is retrograde often have to be revisited and redone in the future. And then, on Monday, the Supremes reversed a lower court's ruling that had upheld a Texas law that was very restrictive on abortion clinics, in effect, a big win for pro-choice and women's health. So, Saturn in Scorpio doesn't always prevail over Neptune in Aquarius. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.